A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
What, I just wanted to hear a little bit more of that Biggie Smalls.
Imagine and Benz is giving M's to my friends that I feel stupendous.
You know who the Notorious B.I.G. is, Scott?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorites. Boy, this one feels like high school to me.
Is this music Biggie Smalls?
Yes.
This is right here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Taken too early, you know? That's kind of the thing, right? It's like all these guys who are amazing artists always have to die early. You're Kurt Cobain's. Yeah. I remember exactly where I was when Kurt Cobain died.
Who's he?
Quit it. You don't. You know that.
Wasn't he? He was married to someone famous, right?
Courtney Love.
Courtney Love.
Yeah. Yeah, she was married to somebody famous.
Who? What was he? Nickelback?
No, don't do this.
You stink!
I know.
No, it's
like
Nirvana,
you.
Right?
Yes.
Is it Nirvana?
Don't act like you don't know.
No, I knew it was an N.
Yeah.
It was just a dead pop culture time in the NFL, so.
He was in that blind spot. We'll give him a pass.
Well, no, I like Nirvana.
Sure good. You do.
I do. I like Eminem. And Nirvana.
I was coming out of our field
Biggie
house.
Biggie Smalls? Nah,
yeah.
Not
I was coming out of our field house. That's what they called the place where, you know.
Biggie Smalls? Your field house?
No. I was coming out of our field house in Texas as a 14-year-old. We were lifting or something like that, and someone's like, my friend came up to me, and he's like, teary-eyed. Kurt Cobain's dead. And I'm like,
are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Think about it. He's a Seattle icon. And you know. We moved up to Seattle not that long after, and, you know, Jimi Hendrix's grave and Kurt Cobain's grave, man. That's where everybody's going.
Is Jimi Hendrix from Seattle?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know
that. He's buried up there.
I thought he was from Texas.
Here's the move you have to make.
That's what's her name. That's, who is it?
Joni Mitchell? No, you're talking about, I know who you're talking about. Also 27 years old when she passed, yeah. Right?
Was it Joni Mitchell?
No. There's a book called 27, by the way. And the musicians that died at 27, it's kind of a wild list. Jimi Hendrix, Amy Winehouse, Robert Johnson, Janis Joplin, who you're
Joplin,
thinking of.
Yes.
Jim Morrison, yeah. The Doors,
yeah.
Kurt Cobain, Brian Jones, tons of 27-year-old musicians.
Let me tell you why I think this happened.
Why?
It's kind of the same thing that happens when you play in a sporting event. Like, you are on a, like, natural high like you can't imagine.
Right.
Performing
well,
in front of...
Well, these guys, it wasn't just natural high.
Right. So you have the natural high with the synthesized high.
Right.
And then when you come down...
You come down from that, it's tough to get going.
But it's hard just to get normal sleep patterns. And, I mean, look at you know, Michael Jackson and just it's hard.
Yep. Absolutely.
To some degree, I get it on a radio show. I leave the radio show. I'm on this natural high.
Yeah, man.
Driving down the freeway.
And then you drive down the freeway. I do want to mention something because this has been my, you know, I've been on this kick for a while. Everybody just settle the heck down on the freaking road, please. Like the road rage incidents have gotten way too bad. Two more people were killed as somebody else was road raging the other day down in Eagle Mountain. And they say that the instances of road rage in Utah have gone up like 300%. It's crazy.
Yeah, because we've got a bunch of bad drivers here.
It's not just that. I don't know what it is.
It's the altitude.
No, people. Yeah. We've had the altitude here for a long time,
Scott.
I know,
Scott. But the oxygen's getting to people. The oxygen,
the non-oxygen?
Deprivation. Okay. The lack of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad drivers.
The COVID, man. That got us driving poorly.
Get out of the left lane, please.
See, I was more just thinking, just disengage. That person drives by and flips you off and is mad. Man, put that podcast on and just listen and just hang out, man. Don't do this. You don't need to get into a – if you're driving right now, don't be a road rager. Get into that far right lane and just chill out, dude. That's my message.
Be a road lover.
Yeah.
Not a rager.
A road rager.
Yeah. Road lover.
So you had road rage, then you have road rage.
Yeah.
Very similar. Okay. Scott.
In some ways it is.
Yeah. What do you think about this idea of
– I have some thoughts. You're going to be surprised by my thoughts.
A prep super league. Former USFL president putting together what they would call a prep super league. And I think it's hilarious because they'd actually – these guys would get paid. Less restrictive NIL rules, possibly, right? Because if you're looking to go to college, that's a tough thing to do. But the Spring League, as they're calling it, or the Super Prep League that they're doing, 12 teams spread throughout the country. That league will recruit 4- and 5-star talent to play in its inaugural season next year. Now, on the list is Salt Lake. Atlanta, Cleveland, Dallas, Houston, pretty much the biggest markets. New Jersey, New Orleans, Los Angeles, Miami, Phoenix, San Diego, San Francisco, Tampa. And the prospects are going to play in the 11-on-11 format. Here's the issue, though, is what would be more interesting to play then? Would play in this in the Spring Super League and go, I'm skipping my senior year? Because you're going to get some of that. And you're going to get guys who could get who can be paid for being in this league, possibly.
So what did I tell you about the spring football?
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Colleagues. If you want, because you got to have talent. Like the USFL, XFL, they got all the leftovers. But you can find talent if you get kids out of high school. And you if you have a lot of money, live tour, you can actually make a league that will stick. And this is an idea that could absolutely stick. The reality is, and I believe this is the case across the country, in the state of Utah, kids can go to school wherever they want. And they do. You're going to go to Corner Canyon. You're going to go to used to be Bingham. You're going to go to Lone Peak. You're going to go to Sky Ridge. You're going to go to these schools. And I'm just talking about football. If you think East High School, you're going to go to these schools if you think you have a chance to go play college football. So in some regards, they're already doing it. They're already doing it in the state of Utah. And what it does to those other schools, and I ran into this when I was coaching in high school football, you can't compete. You know, when we played Temp View High School and they had 30 kids that moved into their program that weren't from the neighborhood, they miraculously came from Idaho and Hawaii and Texas and other schools in Utah, and you can't compete with that. And they're totally fine, and it's completely legal to do. You're not going to beat a team like that. You don't have the same talent that they do. And so their schools are already they're already creating super leagues. And what would be nice, take all these elite athletes, because the reality is how many kids in Utah are recruited in a year? There's probably elite. There's probably 5 to 8 guys that are like serious, you know, Power 5 D1 guys.
Sure.
5 to 8 guys a year. And there are probably 20 to 30 total that would go to any university in the state of Utah. Take 30 guys, 35 guys, maybe take 40 guys and create one super team. And they go off and play. And what it does now is now all these other schools, it gets back to just being high school football. And it gets back to being really fun. And quite frankly, high school football in the state of Utah is amazing. These coaches do an incredible job. And they have talent, and they have, you know, and they teach these kids and they develop them, and it's very impressive. And it gets back to more of a, you know, well, at least we have a shot, because really every year there's probably 2 or 3 teams that are going to win a state championship playing football in the state of Utah, because all of the talent gets monopolized into very few schools.
Imagine.
I love the idea of this. In all reality, I know you don't want to get stupid and weird, but I'm just telling.
These guys are kind of doing this anyway, and if you don't have to deal with, like, you know, the what's the thing that gets in the way of these kids playing? A lot of times, it's like they're moving from out of state, right? If they just go and show up and play in these places, and now you could see guys, you could see a coach. If a guy gets pulled and he's playing in Utah, he's a Utah kid who's a 4 or 5-star guy, and the Los Angeles team pulls him in and goes, or the Phoenix team goes, hey, we want you to play down here. And then there's suddenly Mountain View High School down in Mesa, their coach gets a hold of you and goes, hey, man, we want you to come down here and play. Then does it have the threat of pulling a lot of talent out of the state of Utah so that they can go to these bigger cities and be, you know, kind of discovered? And then for sure they end up going to your USC's, your Ohio State's, your Georgia's, and your Alabama's.
No, it's a really good point. And you certainly could lose out on talent that goes to another state, because you don't have that opportunity here. Players, parents are going to take their kids wherever they have the best opportunity to excel, to develop, and to go on to the next level. They just are. They're just parents, kids are wired that way. And quite frankly, there's a lot of opportunities for kids to go get, coaching from a John Beck in California or some of these other people who train these kids at a young age and do a great job. I mean, you know, you'd be smart to put your kid somewhere where if they really have the talent and the ability to do it. Now, You make sacrifices. I mean, I think of in Canada, where if you're really going to have a shot to go play in the NHL and you're from Canada, you're 15 years old, you're off on some team. And they usually take the kids that are older. Their birthdays are earlier in the year.
Like, sure.
And that's where you find a lot, because they're more developed at that time. So from one side of it, it's like you may lose out on part of your childhood because you have to go to this team, and so your high school experience isn't going to be the same as other kids. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Maybe you just go to these. You're not going to have the same high school camaraderie that you would normally have, playing in the games on a Friday night, and that's part of the school experience.
Just put a team together. Look, all you have to do.
It's only 30 kids, right? But the other thing it does is now it gives a bunch of kids an opportunity to play and develop, and maybe they wouldn't have had that opportunity because they were behind someone who was really good, and now all of a sudden they got to play and they got to develop. And because not all these kids that are going to go to these super teams are going to end up being great players in college, and there are kids that develop late, and so high school football is still going to be valuable, still going to be important. You're still going to have really good players. But I think it takes it back to kind of the real meaning of high school sports, and that's, hey, just have the kids in your area competing against kids in another area, and let's see who has the better team, as opposed to going out and kind of quasi by the rules, you know, building a team because kids just show up in your backyard.
Well, what if you get like an Eric Kerr, right, who's the head coach at Corner Canyon, and he goes, hey, man, I'm going to put together one of these teams. Like, what I don't want there to only be these 12 teams in the 12 biggest markets. I mean, that's essentially what they listed off, right?
Yeah.
What you want is to be like, hey, Utah's got some guys too. Come on, man. Let's get going. We want to be able to have something like this too. So,
I mean, it makes it hard because you're traveling. I mean, the expense of it is a lot. I mean, because you're not going to be playing, you know, who you're
going
to play.
And I guarantee, and that talent that will leave, if they like a guy enough to have him play in that Phoenix or LA kind of team for a super high school, if you would, like, this is the craziest thing of the development of how insane recruiting has gotten and how insane and how big of a deal it is. This is the craziest thing that we've seen. A spring super league of high school football. Now, the 7-on-7 stuff has always been a thing, right? Like, right. They've had national tournaments with that. They have the
massively helped kids develop.
And it has, and you know what it has too, is you have obviously it's not just the 7-on-7s, but you know, the Elite 11 stuff with quarterbacks. I mean, this would just be another version of that where you basically put together these super teams during the spring. And all the if you think Nick Saban isn't going to show up to these games when Atlanta is playing Phoenix, you're dead wrong. Of course he's going to be there.
Absolutely.
These guys are going to be there, man.
Look, if you're making their job easier, like if you know, who's I having a conversation about this, about volleyball and these big tournaments that these girls go play in, and it's in the off season of the coaches so they can go watch.
Right.
And you have all the talent basically at these super tournaments, and they hold them all over the country, and all the volleyball coaches go, this is where I do my recruiting, is right here. I can watch all these girls right here.
I think it's a cool thing. I hope that Utah doesn't get left in the dust. It's another thing where you kind of go, the population around here limits us. As soon as Utah starts getting good at recruiting, then the big cities again find a way to start to strip that talent. All right. Oh, it's a Win Ticket Wednesday. I've been telling people about this all week. We have a pair of tickets. You know what it is? You know what it's to, Scott?
The Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers at Maverick Center.
I know them.
On June 11th, yes. Call number 12, 801-575-ZONE. That's 801-575-9663. 801-575-ZONE. Call number 12 gets a pair of tickets to the Doobie Brothers at the Maverick Center on June 11th. Going to be an awesome show. So there you go. We'll take the break. We will come back. We have What Are the Odds? And then next hour, hear what Colin Sexton had to say about what it's like to play in Utah when somebody asked him, what's Salt Lake City like? How much do you like Salt Lake City? A very honest answer. You're going to want to hear it coming up in just a little while. Stay here, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.